The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You are listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 18 of Ms. and Mrs. And guys, do you know what this week is?
What?
It's Ms. and Maurice's 6th anniversary.
No way.
Aww. And, you know, they've had a lovely 6 years and longer because they dated for a long time before they got married. And they've done it big. They've done it up. And, you know, everybody's really excited and everything like that. But, you know, they want to go small this year. Maybe just a little bit. But before they can deal with that, Miss has a problem.
What's his problem?
Monroe's rug is in the pool.
How did it get in the pool?
Well, he runs down all the usual suspects, and as it turns out, it's Marjo. For whatever reason, she either threw it in the pool or got blown into the pool due to wind, whatever. It's Marjo's fault that the rug is in the pool, and she simply tells Miz, you have the money, you can buy another one, so buy another one. And Miz is like, it's an $800 rug, and Marjo's like, I really don't care. So
Maurice is mad.
Maurice is pissed. Miz is pissed. And I can understand that. Like, it's for them, especially for someone like Miz, not to judge Maurice and Marjo at all, but I don't know what kind of background they come from. I get the hunch that they maybe come from a little bit more of an affluent background than Miz. Because I think Maurice's dad was a chef.
Maybe. But we all know Miz always likes to save money.
He's
the son of George.
Well, the point that I was making is Miz doesn't necessarily come from as affluent of a background, potentially, as Maurice. I don't want to judge because I don't know, and I'm not shaming her at all. But basically, it seems like when he was growing up, money was tight, right? Like, he comes from a middle-class family. I don't know whether his parents were together or not, but basically, he's been taught how to pinch his pennies and save his money and spend his money wisely. It's why they're able to afford to do a lot of the things that they do, is because Miz is very, very smart with the money that he makes. Same thing with Maurice. They're both very careful on what they spend their money on, so that way they can have that extra little, you know, purse or shoes or trip or whatever they want to do, or country club membership, whatever they want, they have the funds available to be able to do it. So they're upset that Marjo's just like, oh, you know, just plunk down another $800 on the rug, it doesn't matter.
Someone know how it got in there.
Yeah, I'm still more curious about how the rug ended up in the pool than, you know, the fact that Marjo doesn't care about money, but here we are. And so George, being George,
first,
you know,
first Maurice cut her off, says we gotta cut her off.
Yeah, they're like, I'm tired of this, she doesn't understand money, so we're just gonna cut her off her credit cards. And she's gonna have to get a job, and she's gonna have to learn how to pay for her own life. Because she lives with them rent-free, and granted, she does a lot around their house in terms of taking care of the kids and taking care of other things for them, so it's kind of a give and take on that. But yeah, it's like she's out here spending money and their money and doesn't really care, because again, when it's not your money, you don't worry about it. So they're basically ready to teach her the value of a dollar.
But back to George, who knows the value of the dollar.
And back to George, always looking for a deal, offers Miz $50 for the rug. And Miz says, again, it's an $800 rug. And George is like, okay, fine, I'll give you $100 for it. And Miz is like, all right, strips down to his pants and jumps in the pool to get the rug.
He's making money off of it.
At least he made $100 off of it. So back to the 6 year anniversary. Like I said, they want to keep it small and they want to keep it simple because they've done enough big. Miz is basically has a lot to do around the house. They're still in the pandemic era, so it's not like I think they can really do a lot anyway.
They can't throw the big party.
Yeah, they can't have the big party or the big gathering. So it's like, let's keep it small. Let's keep it simple. And in the sit down with the two of them, you know, they're talking about how long they've been together. And Reese is like, oh, you're just digging a hole now. And he's like, no, I love our marriage. I love our relationship. I love everything about it. Our relationship is a glory hole of love. I had to pause the show for a second. Glory hole of love.
That's a phrase, and yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't even know what to think of that other than, yeah, because even Maurice was like, what'd you just say?
To the point of, that is not the first phrase of this show that makes you go, huh?
Yeah, the show was great.
There's another one later.
It's just fabulous. So anyway, so they both agreed to keep it small and simple. Now, small and simple means different things to different people. Like in Maurice's instance, you know, she's already gotten him something. It's not small. But, you know, in her case, if he hasn't gotten her anything, diamonds are small. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And she's right. Diamonds are small. If you want them. So anyway, so we cut back to Margot. She wants to run out and get some ice cream, but she's, you know, like, my Uber Black won't work, which is, Uber Black is like the top end of Uber, and Miz is like, that's like three times more than what a regular Uber is, and she's like, I don't really care, and he's like, okay, well, you know what, just FYI, it doesn't work because your credit card's been cut off.
When she said she took the Uber Black, my brain went, I know how expensive those are because I ignore them every time I take an Uber.
I've taken an Uber Black once for work. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was for work. And yeah, they're insane. Like, they're lovely because it's like the top end, high level service. Like, you get a really nice car. Not to say that all Uber drivers' cars aren't nice, but some are better than others, because you get like either like an SUV, or you get like I think you can get like a Mercedes or BMW or something like that. Like, you get really the top end everything.
It's the very fancy cab ride.
Yeah, it's the very, very fancy cab ride. So, but it's like three times the cost of regular Uber. You're paying for it.
See, me, I do the one, you wait 15 minutes to save a dollar. I'm cheap.
I only take Uber if work pays for it. I'm gonna be real. Which, to be fair, I don't travel much anyway. I have my own car, so if I can avoid flying anywhere and having to rent a car or take an Uber, I do. That's just who I am. I'll just drive. But yeah, Uber Black is just... She said that, and I was like, damn! She doing that all the time?
And she was doing it to get ice cream.
Yeah. So she doesn't have her own car.
That's fair, but in LA, that's probably $200 ice cream.
Yeah. Every bit.
Let's be real. That's expensive.
Which I'm like, you can't go over to the country club and get you some ice cream?
Who knows if this isn't a timeline for the country club?
I have no idea, but just let's go off the timeline that they're already in the country club. So anyway, Marjo says, okay, fine, I'm going to get a job. And George immediately picks up on it. And he's like, oh, well, you can come work in my food truck. And Miz is like, oh, y'all, I'm going to stand back and watch this, because this is like the perfect storm in terms of an I told you so. For Miz. Because he knows how difficult Marjo can be.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how difficult George can be. He knows what a something show this is gonna be.
And we'll get to that soon.
And, you know, Miz is like trying to caution his dad, you know, about Marjo, that she can be difficult. And George is like, the French are great cooks. And then Miz is like, she's Canadian. And George is like, even better. And I'm just sitting here going, oh God, oh God. This is gonna be so disastrous. I can't wait. So we follow Miz to TV. He comes home from TV. He's tired. And he has to take out the trash, which is something Marjo normally does, because Marjo's at work.
And he's just talking under his breath about it the entire time.
Well, yeah, because he's literally not even taken off his jacket yet for flying in. He's like, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking out the trash. Because they have, like, because they're talking about how much trash they generate and how much it takes to run the house. Because they have a lot of people that live or in and out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like a couple recycle bins, multiple trash bins, and all of them are full because it's Mike and Maurice, the two kids, Marjo, Barb, I think, is still living there full time, and then George is in and out of the house.
Also lots of diapers.
And lots of diapers because Madison's still in diapers, although she's probably getting close to being out of diapers. But still, it takes a lot to run the house. So Miz, all he wants to do when he comes home is take a nap, but, you know, he's got things to do. And Maurice and Miz are talking, and they're like, oh, well, let's go see, you know, your dad and Marjo at the food truck, right? Because Maurice knows where they are.
You're skipping ahead a little bit.
Well, I thought they were going to go do that.
No. It was first to do the gift.
Oh, right. Okay. So she's like, I want to show you your gift.
Yeah.
I thought that she said, let me show you your gift on the way there.
No. There's one other part where they're back at home relaxing.
Okay, all right, my bad. Anyway, Maurice is like, let's go see your anniversary gift, because I already bought it, and I want to show it to you. So she's like, and it's not small, because she'd already, like I said, bought it before, you know,
yeah.
Before they agreed to do it. So they pull up in front of this grill place. Miz thinks it's a grill, and he's like, it's great, but...
I have one.
I have a grill. And she's like, no, look up.
Look up.
And there on a billboard is a picture of the Miz that says, World's Greatest Father. And in that moment, Miz knew he was doomed.
He missed the mark completely.
Because he got her something small, right? Like, he bought her something small, not, I would say, terribly expensive. Really just a small memento is what he did. And she got him a billboard. And he's standing there with this sad little gift bag on this curbside under this billboard. And he doesn't want to give it to her. Because he's like, it's inadequate. I know it's inadequate. I don't want to give it to her. I don't want to make her mad. But she's like insistent on him giving her the gift. Because he's like, I had a whole thing planned and I was going to do this. And she's like, no, just give me the gift. Give me the gift. It's fine. And he's like, okay, but this is only the beginning. This is the first part of your present. Because he's like, crap, I have to do more. So, you know, she opens her gift and it's an acre of land on Mars that he may or may not have bought off of Groupon.
She did directly ask, did you buy it off of Groupon? He was hesitant to say yes.
Basically, she's not thrilled. And Miz knows she's not thrilled, and he knows it's a stupid gift, and he knows he's messed up. So he's like, crap, I have to do more. Because, you know, it's like she got him a billboard, and he's like, this is not... And he did try to make excuses to it. Like, he's like, it's only the beginning. I'm going to get you more. Don't worry about it. But, you know, it's like, I got you this. And she's just like, I got you a billboard, and you got me an acre of land on Mars. And as a lady, I can tell you, I would be like, the hell? Even without the billboard, like, even just as an anniversary present, it's like, why would you buy me an acre on Mars? What about me screams, I want an acre on Mars? And for Maurice, unless she has a secret fascination with aliens, which I don't think she does, I don't think she wants an acre on Mars. Like, I get he was trying to be, like, out of the box and inventive and stuff like that, but at least he knows better now. At least, you know.
Yes, he's learned.
He's learned, and he learned before he gave her the gift, and he already had an action plan to get her more because he realized that it was not enough. So, go Mike! Go Mike! So we cut to the next day, or we cut to later that day.
They're at home, relaxing with the kids. And they're just, you know, going back and forth, going... We really miss Marjo waking up with the kids. Miz had a long day with the kids in the morning, and Marjo usually got up with them.
Somebody was up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And Miz was tired. He wanted to take a nap, and Monroe was like, nope, I'm not tired. I don't want to take a nap. And he's like, damn it.
So they're like, we miss her. And then that exact moment, George calls.
George calls. He's frustrated. He wants Marjo out of his food truck. He's cursing up a storm, and Mike's like, children, right here. George is like screaming and yelling at Miz, where he's like, get down here. I don't want her in the food truck. And Miz is like, I'm busy with the kids. I can't get there right away. And he's like, I don't care. Just get here.
And Miz is like, all right. I'll be there as soon as I can.
So he and Maurice hop in the car.
Hold on. The best part was the Maurice's sit down thing. It's like, I'm not missing this.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm going. I'm going. I'm so going.
She wants to see this train wreck in action. And boy, did she regret it. Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah, boy, did she come to regret it, because, you know, basically they roll up and George and Marshall are fighting.
They're yelling about food pricing and items taking too long because she's just chatting with people.
She's giving stuff away for free, you know, and George is like, I want her gone. And then Miz is like, well, you know, talking about how much she does for them. And then George is like, fine, you hire her. And Miz is like, you know what? That's not a half bad idea.
So at that point, Marjo took a break. She's been there 15 minutes, so she took a break. And she's eating.
It's hard work being her.
She's sitting there eating popcorn. And George has a marketing idea that he bought. Someone has to wear the costume. George and Miz can't.
And they both look at Maurice, and she's like,
No.
And then he uses the ultimate blackmail on her. If this fails, he's going to be spending a lot of time with his grandkids. And the next thing we see is Maurice in a hot dog outfit.
Spinning the sign. Twerking.
Spinning the sign.
Riding the pole.
And they're both watching her. And Miz is just like, well, she's trying. Gotta give her props for that. But yeah, Maurice basically doesn't want to talk about it. She's like, yeah, no, let's just move on from that. So Miz is still... trying to figure out the whole anniversary thing, right? He's trying to make last minute reservations for dinner. No luck. And then he calls up his clutch man, the guy who's there and an assist when he needs it, Ryan Cabrera, right? The dude writes love songs for a living. So, you know, surely he will have something. So Miz rolls up, he picks up Ryan and Alexa Bliss, and he tells them, you know, what's going on. Basically that they agreed to keep it simple and plain, and then that Maurice got him a billboard, and they're both like, wait, you have a billboard? And he's like, yeah, it's still up. And so they're like, let's go see it. So they're driving to see it. Miz is talking about how he got her the acre on Mars, and you know that he got it on Groupon. And Brian is like, that's a great idea. And Alexa is horrified.
The moment he said Groupon and what it was, the look on her face, I started busting out laughing because it was like, you did what, sir?
She's like, that's like buying someone air. You can't actually prove that you own it.
And that was very logical, by the way.
It was so logical. And then Ryan's like, but no, it's a great idea. And she's like, don't you dare do that. I will throw things at you, sir.
But legit, I paused it because I was laughing so hard.
It was just great. She was just like, oh my God, what did I get myself into with this?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get out of the car? Because she's just like sitting in the back listening to them the whole time. And she's trying to keep this really neutral face. But there's just these moments where she's just like, oh my God. No, you two know. So Ryan gives Miz an idea. He's like, why don't you sing her a song? You've been doing a lot of the writing lately in terms of song. I've been helping you out with like guitar and stuff. So why don't you write her something like a poem or a song or something and sing it to her? Because that's romantic, right? Like, you know, he took the time and the effort to make something about her for her, and he's singing it to her. I mean, that's like, even if he's not the world's greatest singer, like that's some effort, man.
Yeah, put in the work.
Put in the work. So Miz is like, this is a perfect idea. And they pull up to the billboard. And he's proud of it, and he's showing it off, and then they're both laughing. And Miz is like, why? And he turns around, and in less than 24 hours, the billboard has been defaced to say world's greatest farter, complete with gas coming out of his butt.
Yeah, that was just, that was quick.
Welcome to LA. So Maurice and Miz go to Marjo. She's like, I'm trying to get ready for work. And then they're like, well, that's what we want to talk about, because we want to make you a deal. And she's like, okay. And they said they'll hire her to wake up with the kids and do some errands during the week, and they'll pay her accordingly. And she's like, well, she can't run errands because, you know, they cut off her Uber. And they're like, well, we fixed that. And then they surprise her with a smart car that says, that has Marjiz, Marjiz, on the license.
On the license plate. And Maurice was like, this is great idea, Marjo, Ms. Marjiz. And she kept saying, screaming Marjiz, and the looks Miz gave to the camera.
I'm sorry, this is where I lost it, because I'm five. I was just like, no, she did not put Marjiz on that car. No.
Yes, that is.
Because what was it at George's food truck? It was Mrs. something sauce.
I forget.
It was like Mrs. cream sauce or something like that.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
That basically referenced the same thing, and I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is like on the back of the smart car, but Marjo's very excited, and basically George walks up, and he's like, oh, you got a car, that's nice, that's great. And Marjo's basically goes, take your job and shove it, and flips him off.
Flips him off, yeah.
She drives away, and George is yelling at her, don't let the food truck hit you in the ass on the way out.
I'll have the food truck go hit you on your ass on the way out, yeah.
I'm like, oh no, that's awesome. That's great. So then we come to the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Miz has made romantic dinner plans. It's something fishy. And they think it's a table for two. And it turns out it's not. It's a shared table. It's a hibachi type restaurant. And the guy's talking to them as he's cooking. And they're having a good time. And they're enjoying good food. And then Miz is like, you know, I have one more gift for you.
And like, you don't have to give me anything. We're good. We're good. We're good.
And he's like, no, I want to do this for you. I want to show you how much I love you with a song. And Maurice is like, oh God, no.
Please don't. No, please.
And then Mike drops this rapping, singing song that was actually not that bad. You can tell they do a lot of work with him, like when they do the hey, hey, hop, hop stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of dubbing, I think, there, but... Like, yeah, he a cappella, although he had a little speaker, you know, is singing and rapping to her about how much he loves her and their relationship and everything. And in the sit-down interview, Maurice can't stop laughing.
She couldn't. It's like, it's romantic, but she's just laughing. It's like, yeah, no.
No, it's not. It's not. It is, but it isn't, right?
It's great. It's great. It's like, just no, though. No, just no. And the other people in the table were laughing, too. And then he got a round of applause.
Yeah, it's like, this is awkward, but this is sweet. Like, you can't, you know, you tried, sir.
A for effort.
A for effort, Mike. You get an A for effort. So they leave the restaurant. Miz is like, you know, I hope you liked it, but we had an ulterior motive for coming here. And Maurice is like, what? What did you do now? And he points up. And above the restaurant is a billboard for Maurice that has a picture of their family on it. And it said, world's greatest wife and mother.
Yeah.
On it. And she freaks out. And she's so happy. And, you know, she's just, like, so touched by it. Because she says, you know, you always find a way to make me, like, feel touched on our anniversary and make me feel special. Like, he always finds a way to do that for her. Which is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very touched by the gesture and very excited. And she's, like, yelling at people in the street. Like, look at my billboard! Look at my billboard! And it's a testament to how far they both come and how hard they have worked to get there. That they can do things like that for each other. Because there was a time where they couldn't, right? They didn't have the money or the resources or the connections to do something like that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty sweet. So all in all, I think it was a good anniversary.
Oh, it was a great anniversary. That they had a good time. Everyone was, you know, excited and everything like that. So it worked out. Everything worked out in the end.
Ding! And with that, I think we're done. What do you think?
We are done, except for one little thing. We've mentioned this a couple times already, but here on the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., we need to inform people of something, and here, take a listen.
Available May 11th.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out my interview with Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, Renee Paquette coming to the Rack Extra.
We are so stoked to announce that. Like, we've held that in, guys. Like, it's been, even though we kind of put it out on Twitter.
We put it on Twitter, like, and we've said it on the main show, but here on this show, first time talking about it.
Yeah, it was great to talk to her. I cannot wait to tell you all about her book because it's wonderful.
So,
and the recipes are legit.
Yeah, so you can check out the interview and book review coming May 11th. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Rack Radio Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, because you never know when we're going to drop something else. You can also, as always, check out the show live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you're an Epic gamer, we're Epic Partners, hashtag that. And we have creator codes. Mine is Rockin' Socks, Rockin' Sock. Hers is
Linz M. Ward.
Use them in the item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition. We will be back next week with another episode. Till then, bye!